Is That All There Is? Foreword, written by Chris Crowley, New York Times best-selling author of Younger Next Year. Bruce kindly asked me to write a foreword to this book. I'm honored because I have such a warm regard for him and his book, but I am also tickled to pitch in on its merits. Because I've been thinking and writing about this stuff for a while, I have become a proselytizer for making fundamental change, or at least considering it and deciding to change. In my experience, it is one of the most important things we can do. Good old Thoreau was right. Only the examined life is worth living. Making the decision to change it is part of that. It is much easier to coast, to stick with what we're doing, and plenty of us have to do that for financial and other reasons. But coasting has its costs too. Like a plant that's kept in a small pot for too long, you can get root bound. Sometimes the answer is to repot yourself, as hard as that might seem, and sometimes it is not. But thinking and deciding about it is a good idea regardless. As you'll read later on, I repotted myself twice in this life. Once when I was 5 years out of college and went off to law school with a wife and 3 kids and a dog and a cat in tow. It worked like gangbusters. It turned my small, boring life into a pretty big one and a beauty. And a second time at 56, when I retired after 25 years as a litigation partner in a wonderful New York firm to become a ski bum and writer. Both decisions were scary, against the odds, and dangerous. The second one cost me a fortune, but they were the two best things I ever did. Maybe that gives me some authority to write about the subject, and maybe it just makes me dangerously optimistic. But where I come out as far as advice to readers is concerned is that if the notion of profound change is on your mind all the time, it makes a ton of sense to think the possibilities through carefully, really carefully and slowly, and then make the best decision you can. If you're forced to make a change on the run because the ship is going down, think about it while you race for the lifeboats, and then decide while you're teetering in the davits. Bruce's book of living examples will help inform that process. Your resource here is Bruce and the stories he has collected. They are going to get you thinking, but to get started, here are a couple thoughts which may help you frame your consideration of what you're about to read. First, it takes deep resolve, energy, and determination to make a conscious, profound change. If you haven't been thinking about it a lot already, if you're not deeply uncomfortable where you are or yearning to be somewhere else, then maybe to hell with it. Sounds like your life is pretty good. Another one, it makes a lot of sense to take an inventory of your gifts. Are you a words or numbers person? Are you a people person or more comfortable one-on-one? Are you a speaker or does that notion terrify you? Can you write? Can you fight? Can you lead? Some people are natural motivators, natural leaders. Others simply are not. Those talents are gifts and they are parceled out unequally at birth. Some people love the idea of sticking their face in someone else's face in a cross-examination or a tough negotiation. Some are absolutely horrified at that. My daughter came to court once to hear me cross-examine a New York City police lieutenant in a major case to promote more Black and Hispanic cops. The blatant confrontation literally made her nauseated. She had to leave the room. One of her daughters went off to law school last fall. She loves the prospect of confrontation, the dear girl, and she's good at it. I so look forward to seeing her in court. Maybe it skips a generation. Make a long list of your gifts, with the outstanding ones on top, and a short list of the stuff you dread. Study it and rearrange it and think about it hard. How come? The great key to happiness in life is using your best gifts at the highest end you can. It just plain feels good and makes you more effective and happier. I had one job for 3 years that was at war with my gifts. It was agony. I've never been so wretched in my life. I didn't just hate the job, I was starting to hate myself. I've had 2 jobs since that were a perfect fit, and they took up most of my life, which has been a joy. Using your best gifts is, in a way, like being your true self. If you have a job or a life where you cannot be yourself, oh boy, I've tried it. It's kind of hell. Third, change alone is a virtue. One of the realizations that hit me like a truck when I was in my 50s was that we only have one life to live. I was living a beauty and knew I wouldn't be as good at anything else. But after a bit, I began to want to live more than one life, wanted it with a force that caused me to give up that career and sail off into something entirely different at great risk. And it worked, against great odds. But here's a caveat. By that time, I could afford it even if it were a total financial failure. Don't look down on incremental change. It gives much of the satisfaction of change with less risk and more probability of success. You'll read several stories like that here. One of my personal favorites is about a New York lawyer whom I admired. He'd been the head of a leading firm. When it came time for him to hand over his responsibilities, he offered to go to Moscow with a couple of associates and open a new office in a thoroughly different world. He was doing the same stuff at one level, but it was a trip to the moon, too. He thrived on it. Key one, be realistic about dough. We may be able to live on less, but we can't live below a certain level. Financial pain can kill you. We can live on less than we are used to, but we can't live on air. You have to figure that out for yourself. But may I also say that living on much less is worth it if you're chasing the dream. Read Michelle Obama's book, the part where they look at the financial risk of his giving up a great traditional job to run for office. Great stuff. Hilly and I live on some 20% of my old income. We surely noticed that, but it's fine. We need less than we thought, and it was so worth it. Thinking hard about living with much less is good policy in general. We all tend to assume that our peak earning is the norm, and it's always going to be that way. Maybe, but I doubt it. And you should too. Everyone should have a cut-down plan, maybe a deep one. Shit happens, as we like to say back in the 60s, divorce, illness, failure of a company or a whole industry, a plague. Have a plan. Or you can just wait and crawl under the bed. See how that works for you. If finances and other issues dictate that you cannot take chances, by all means, stay put or limit yourself to careful incremental changes. They too can be deeply satisfying. Not quite as romantic as running off and being an elderly ski bum, but stuff like that really has to be fully funded. If we hadn't made a dime in our second life, we'd have been okay. Some people make fundamental change by conscious decision. Good for them. Others have fundamental change thrust upon them. The guy racing for the lifeboat. They retire or get fired or, like one wonderful woman in this book, they get sent to prison. They have to create new lives on the run. Oddly enough, a lot of people who simply retire and have plenty of time to think and plan do the same thing. They just launch into the next phase without a thought. Hate to be mean, but that's dumb. Maybe it was okay in the old days when you retired at 65, played a few rounds of golf, and died. Fine. But now, the likelihood is that you'll live into your 80s or 90s. Retirement is going to be a huge section of your life. It makes great sense to plan for that every bit as carefully as you plan for your first career. People think of retirement as if it were a vacation or a sabbatical, as if it were a chance to get in more golf. Well, it is, but unless you're a hell of a golfer, you may get bored after the first 10 or 20 years. Better to plan for a life, not a vacation. Fundamental change, very hard. Very rare, really, but it can be done and it can be wonderful. Read the book. Think about it. Could be pretty good. Could be amazing.